Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. What can't I like?
Is his arrival or
well, his arrival is
is it overplayed a little bit?
No, but yeah, overplayed a little bit. But I wouldn't say his arrival was overplayed. His arrival was sensational. You know, I don't know if you know how the sequence of events went. He'd arrived into the country. Platini obviously wanted him to get games. He'd fallen out with people in France.
Everybody.
So he needed to get to England. Gerard Houllier phoned Trevor Francis. So he goes into Sheffield Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But there's a big downfall of snow. Because of the weather permitting, they can only train indoor. The 2 days that Eric is at Sheffield Wednesday is on an AstroTurf pitch under the roof. Mm-hmm. So Trevor says, well, I can't make a judgment, you know, until I see you on grass. I don't know if those words went down too well with Eric. So he jumps in a car and makes a few phone calls, and I think the message gets to Howard. So he comes and trains at Elland Road. So we go through the normal little training session, and then we go to a wee bit of finishing, and within 10 seconds he scores an overhead kick, a hitch kick, you know, bicycle kick, whatever you want to call it, and everybody just looks at each other and looks at Howard and go, sign him.
Yes, please, sign boss.
Him. You know, when
it was like that, seriously.
But I know a lot of people will look at that title winning season and say that Eric was integral, but he wasn't. I don't know. You need to look at the stats. I don't even know if he played a dozen games.
No, I was going to say 10.
But what he did was, as teams were aware that we were really challenging, we were coming to Elland Road and literally parking the bus in a new modern term. And Eric, he did change games. You know, we were struggling to break teams down. He would come against Chelsea, scored a wonderful goal flipping over the big fella Elliot. A couple of goals against Luton. You know, there was two or three games at Elland Road where we were struggling to break the opposition down, and he came on, and so he certainly played a part. But nowhere near the influence.
It's kind of mythical.
It's more about what he went on to do, and people referred back and said he was the man.
I kind of reinvent a little bit backwards. Yeah. We spent some time with Chrissy Ward on this series, and Chris really quite liked Eric. Mm-hmm. And also said that he bore no resemblance to what you could think of him if you only read about cursing at referees and then throwing a book at a panel of people finding him and falling out with whoever it was. Mm. and jumping off into the Crystal Palace fan. He thought he was a terrific pro and a good lad and fun to train with. What was it with the football, just talking about the football with you and him and Gordon and him, was it easy to understand? Was it just like there was something quite natural because you've all got a nice domination of the ball?
It was one of those occasions where the football language is totally international. There was no need to communicate, or, you know, it was just that he knew and he could see, you know, and he fell into little areas. He's a quality footballer, and he's proved that. Hmm. Moving on after we'd won the league, it was really bizarre the way things just deteriorated with him and the manager. And I was quite pally with it, and he sort of was looking to me, and obviously I was a captain after that season, so I'm Howard's captain, and I was caught in between a little bit, to be perfectly honest. At the time of his departure, I don't know if there was any other options left to Howard. Mm-hmm. It'd become untenable. He was really disruptive in the training.
Bit sulky.
Sulky, yeah, which makes it really awkward. And it was that awkwardness. I suppose the only thing was, you know, in hindsight, it's a wonderful thing you don't sell him to Man United.
That's right.
I think that, you know, I think that originally it was Howard went inquiring for Dennis Irwin to try and bring Dennis back to Leeds. He started at Leeds.
Yeah.
And Fergie went, no, I don't think he's for sale, but we'll take Cantona. And then it was like, he'd gone.
Do you know, and the weirdest thing is, because living abroad now, I begin to miss out on some of this tapestry of our football, which I think is always almost as interesting behind the scenes. Not the rows, but the personalities, the decisions, the trends. And it's only recently I found out, and I don't know if it was common knowledge, that Fergie had decided that creative move the ball at linchpin number 10 player
focal
that he
worked
was Peter Beardsley.
Yeah.
And then he just
fell upon.
And then he was about to start doing the thing for Pierre, and then literally, as you say, he's like, "What's going on here?"
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't believe his luck.
There was obviously wee things when Eric went to, you know, it was the time of all the youngsters coming on the scene at Manchester United and how impressed they were of Eric staying behind at training. So it was similar, you know, like Batty and Speed were the same, you know,
and
Strachan would come and. And Eric would always come and join that, you know, just behind, you know, bending free kicks and having cracks at the goal. And obviously, the young players at Manchester United bought into that as well and seen the practice and practice and practice, the muscle memory, you know, and all of a sudden, like Beckham and Scholes can put a ball in a sixpence, can't they? Just by repeating and repeating.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.